Mike, Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com. You are, you know, it's an unfamiliar opponent in the sense, but yet when you were in Cincinnati last year, let me start that over. When you were in Cincinnati, this was an uncommon opponent, but yet you played them last year. How much of that carries over to what you can do this week against Aaron Rodgers and that offense?
Well, I think, obviously, their offense is still very similar. They're playing really, really well. You know, I don't know how much it can carry over because we don't have the same types of players. And plus, we're playing at home. We played really well that day, but you know, I think the Packers are playing great offensively, and they're tough to handle.
Bill Huber from Pack Report, I guess maybe kind of along those lines. You know, just with your defense, how much are you able to do what you want to do, and how much have you had to adapt to your players?
Well, you always try to adapt to your players best you can, and then obviously there's still some concepts of what we do. So, you know, that last year in Cincinnati was basically the sixth year of that progression of that defense, and I had a lot of the same players the majority of that time, I guess, maybe the last 3 or 4 years specifically, but so we're still kind of in the infancy stages of what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go with this program defensively.
Coach Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network. How pleasantly surprised were you at Teddy Bridgewater's performance the other night?
Honestly, I wasn't really surprised all that much. I watch him every day in practice and watch his demeanor and in the preseason games. Obviously, I was happy that he played that way, but I really wasn't surprised. I thought he would play very well.
Mike Mark Daniels, WNFL Radio. Can you just speak? I know you really don't want to get into too much detail about just the jolt, the whole Adrian story delivered to your program and what you had planned for this season and how you've been able to proceed.
Well, it's, you know, sometimes things crop up on you. We had a defensive tackle shot the first week of the preseason. I had a coach suspended the first game, then the Adrian thing, and then we lost a quarterback in the second game or third game, whatever it was. So, obviously, when you lose a great player, things have to change. But we've been dealing with a lot of adversity here, and I like this football team. They've been extremely focused since the day I've walked in. They prepare hard, they play hard, and you know, we support Adrian in every possible way because he is one of our guys, but we have to move on and really focus on really the Packers and what we have to do and where we have to go.
This is Bill again from Packer Report. Were you able just to plug those other guys into Peterson's spot, or is there some adaptation to moving forward with those guys?
Well, I don't think you plug anybody in for Adrian Peterson, but again, we tried to figure out what these other guys can do well and what we can do well as a team. You know, you never want to, I don't think you ever want to change everything you do for one guy, but you try to adapt within your system what somebody can do a little bit better, and that's really kind of how we've always tried to do it. You have your system, and then you figure out ways to do it, because if you try to change everything, then you mess up a lot of different people. So, but we've been happy. You know, Matt Asiata played well last week. I thought he had some excellent run after contact. McKinnon gave us some juice coming out of the backfield. He had a couple big runs. And I've been impressed with him as far as a young guy that's really learning how to be a running back. He was a quarterback and actually a number of positions in college. But I like him, too.
Mike, Rob Domofsky again from ESPN.com. I'm not sure how much time you spent looking at the Packers' defense, but why are teams able to run the ball against them, do you think?
You know, I don't know specifically why, you know, what's going on with defensively there. I know that Dom Capers does a great job, and, you know, we've had people run the ball against us as well. And so, you know, sometimes you get out of your spots a little bit and or a guy ends up trying to make a play coming back in. Uh, but you know, I think they've played some awful good football teams. You know, and sometimes when you're trying to defend a pass, like against Detroit, you end up giving up some runs. I guess that would be more my guess than anything. I don't think it's personnel, and I don't believe it's coaching.
Mike, Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network. Can you afford to get into a, or can you win a shootout against the Packers?
I hope not. I don't really like those shootouts, but you know, we got into one last week, and our guys played great offensively. You know, we've kind of, this team, and that's what I've said from day one, is this is we're trying to be a football team, not really a defensive unit or an offensive unit or program or whatever. We're just trying to figure out each time what we need to do to win, and sometimes you're planning on it being a low scoring affair and it ends up being the opposite and vice versa. So obviously they've got great weapons offensively. The quarterback, you know, this is the third future first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback that we've had to play in 4 weeks. So it's been a tough road, but you know, I've got the most ultimate respect for not only Mike McCarthy, but Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's such a tough guy to defend. He gets the ball out so quick. He's the best in the league against the blitz. And his mobility makes him second to none, along with his arm strength. So, and then, you know, you add Cobb and Jordy Nelson. And now they're running the ball much better. And I think that's a big difference than a year ago when we played them in Cincinnati. You know, they ran the ball good that day against us, but that wasn't a big main focus. But they're running the ball much better now, I believe.
Yeah, this is Bill again from Packer Press. I was just going to ask you about the Packers' run game. I mean, excuse me, they put up a lot of big numbers last year, and you know, so far they haven't had that. I guess what have you seen from that unit?
Well, I think their offensive line does a really nice job in the running game. You know, obviously. When they run the football, they're not really as explosive to the perimeter. They use the bubbles and getting the ball outside to do that. But they'll pound you inside. They've got some you know, the back is extremely hard to tackle. He's a big physical guy that gets a lot of yards after carry. And so you know, we're gonna have to tackle Lacey, and actually Starks does a good job too, getting in and out of the cuts, I think.
Mike, Mark Daniels again. Can you kind of talk about who's carrying the mantle for you defensively so far in this first month?
You know, Brian Robinson's played well for the most part. I think our two corners have held their own pretty good, Xavier Rhodes and Josh Robinson. You know, with Anthony Barr, one of our young guys, has played, I think, really well for a rookie, and he's got a bright future. But, you know, Greenwood is really the guy that kind of holds everything together a little bit. So, you know, I guess it would be that.
This is Bill again from Packer Report. I guess, I know Bridgewater, I know one of the things that McCarthy said a bunch of times is with rookie quarterbacks, is it's not so much if the quarterback is ready to play, it's if the team is ready for the rookie to play. I guess, was the team ready for Teddy to take this step?
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of discussion in the offseason. I'm trying to figure out when the team would be ready. You know, part of it was how I felt defensively, and the rest of the football team, how it would go. Because we knew he had a ton of ability. And really, Matt Castle did a good job all offseason. So, I feel like they have a lot of confidence in Teddy. I feel like, you know, when I talked to a lot of the guys last week, after Castle got hurt, I talked to a lot of the guys individually about Bridgewater, and they all have a lot of belief in him.
Mark Daniels again, Mike. I know you waited a long time for this. How's everything going first year in as the boss?
Well, everything was extremely smooth up until after week one, after we beat St. Louis, and then everything kind of went crazy, but... you know, I just try to do the best I can every single day, no different than I did as defensive coordinator. And I think we have a great coaching staff. North Turner obviously has been a guy that I've been able to lean on quite heavily, and honestly, everybody in the Vikings organization has helped me out a lot. Rick Spielman and even Hagan, who's sitting here with me, has helped me a lot with all the media stuff that I have to do. But you know, it's the fun part is getting out on the football field and going there and trying to coach these guys each day and trying to get them better. And so really that's all I do. And you know what, if hopefully it's good enough, and if it's not, we know that we put our heart and soul into it.
This is Bill again from Packer Report. What have you thought of Greg Jennings as, you know, A, on the field, and B, as maybe a mentor to Cordero and your younger guys there?
Yeah, Greg's obviously a first-class guy. As you know, he's a tremendous individual. He works hard at practice. He's done a great job helping the receivers and Cordero, not only him, but Jarius Wright, really all the guys we have. You know, he's had to learn a new system again, so he had to get in the playbook early, and you know, it's a pleasure to have him around. He's a good guy, and you know, one thing that we always try to do here is we try to find good guys that are good people and good character, and so he definitely fits that mold.
Anything else here?
What has Jarius Wright given you after the week he had last week?
Well, obviously, he kind of came out of nowhere last week. Jarius has got a lot of speed. He's got a lot of quickness. He obviously has some big play potential, and so and he's another young developing player, to be honest with you. So we have a lot of guys like him, but you know, Teddy did a good job getting the ball to him in the right place, and he made some good runs.